Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Hey friends, Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. It is Wednesday, the 24th of March, and we are delighted to have you with us. And we're going to spend some time today talking with Evangelist Alveda King, a member of our pastoral team here at Priests for Life. Alveda, how are you today?
Wonderful, and hello everyone. How are you? And happy spring.
It is spring already, and that means that we're getting close to Easter. Next week is Holy Week, and it's a special time for the pro-life movement for many reasons, especially the significance of tomorrow, which we'll talk about a little bit. But let's turn to the Lord in prayer first and foremost. Father, we thank you this day for all the love that you show us and for the opportunity you give us to love and serve one another, especially the poorest and the weakest, the children in the womb. Lord, we ask you to send your enlightening spirit upon all of us that we may understand the significance of these times. And we ask you to send the spirit upon all our Priests for Life family. We ask you to heal all who are ill, assist all who are making important decisions, give confidence to all those who are engaged in various battles against evil, and help all of us who are engaged in the pro-life effort to save more lives, shut down abortion mills, convert those that are pro-abortion, advocate for proper pro-life laws and policies, and continue to advance your kingdom of life. Bless all the efforts represented by all the people that join us for these broadcasts. We pray in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. So, Alveda, we seem to be turning the corner in this country with the pandemic. A lot of more people every day are getting the vaccines, and that increases a lot of people's confidence in dealing with this, the risk of infection. And I think as a result, we're starting to see the activities get back closer to normal. Have you been able to increase the activities that you're doing in terms of interacting with people?
Father Frank, I never stopped interacting with people. It was so amazing. Even during the height of COVID, of course, that's when we launched Pro-Life Praise. And at first it was a variety show. It comes on End Abortion TV. And we now is Pro-Life Praise with Evangelist Alveda King. Excuse me. So I believe no COVID folks, just probably pollen and things like that. And I believe that opportunity to interact with people, I was more deliberate on purpose than I was prior to COVID. So now, of course, I am able. Georgia is relatively open, and that means that our restaurants and other things. This week, we are going to have on Saturday here in Atlanta, Metro Atlanta, a screening of Roe v. Wade, the movie, where I'm an executive producer. And we are going to a theater, an AMC theater. So, it's been challenging. My newest cookbook, Father Frank, the third version of Gigi's Home for the Holidays, it has all the recipes of the first two and some COVID experiences and how I would cook and drive around and carry food to people. I'd go out and buy donuts and drive by and blow the horn, and somebody would come out in a mask and pick up the donuts. So it's been that kind of experience for me. I think the most tragic thing was the babies and how Planned Parenthood fooled mothers again and says, you better go get an abortion because you might get COVID. They will take any excuse and come up with a reason to abort a baby. And that was so sad to me. And for those who are taking the vaccine, some are not, make sure it's best for you. Know about your own body and your own health. I have been taking all the precautions for COVID from day one, the echinacea and the this and the that, and social distancing. Last point. You know, at this time of year, I'm always rushing back to Atlanta from the road to prepare for our Easter concert at our church. Well, we pre-recorded it last week. because people, we're not going to open the church on Sunday. However, we pass out food to families on Saturday. I have our mask on, people drive through from the community. So that's how I've been maneuvering. But we are turning the corner. I know I gave a long explanation, but I do agree that we're turning the corner.
You know, we have the Heartbeat International Conference coming up about a month from now. And Janet and I will be giving presentations there as we do each year. A Heartbeat, for those that don't know, is the largest network of pregnancy centers, not only in the United States, but around the world. And we got good news yesterday that restrictions because of the pandemic will be even less because Ohio is taking some steps forward to open things up a little more. And by the time we get there for the conference, it'll be even fewer restrictions than we were planning on. So things are improving, and the prayers and work of everybody, cooperation of everybody, is helping. Now, Alvita, you mentioned the Roe v. Wade movie. So really just in about a week, that gets released, right? Isn't it April the 2nd?
Which is on Good Friday. Isn't that something? And so I believe for us making a statement to let people know how abortion became legal in America on Good Friday is something that people should take time to listen to and pay attention to.
Roe v. Wade movie. .com.
Roe v. Wade movie.com. And then we have a site at Priest for Life. Could you give that one about abortion?
Yes. Well, yeah. And we actually created a website called RoeVWade50th.com because 2023, which is not that far away, is the 50th anniversary of Roe. It happens right in January, as we all know. So we're really gearing up for that even from now. And it involves a number of things, educational efforts, and the movie comes just at the right time because it's a great educational tool to help people understand Roe v. Wade. And there are a number of excellent books out there, too. And Janet's program recently interviewed Dr. Tom Hilgers, who is a big name in the pro-life medical community. Catholic physician and longtime advocate for the unborn. He wrote a book about the fake and deceptive science behind Roe v. Wade. So that's a book looking at how scientifically way off the mark that Roe v. Wade case was. And then, of course, our friend Clark Forsyth deals with the legal mistakes of Roe v. Wade, and that's in a big, thick book called Abuse of Discretion. The point is that on this website, we'll be putting up all these things. We have a link about the movie. We're going to have links about these books, and we're going to do special shows about Roe v. Wade and its significance as we go forward these next 2 years.
And this afternoon, we had Stacey Dash, who is one of the stars in the movie Roe v. Wade, and she portrays Dr. Mildred Faye Jefferson, the first African-American woman to graduate from Harvard Medical School, and she was pro-life. I think she was the second president of National Right to Life. And also Angela Stanton King, my goddaughter, who's very pro-life, and she fights for the babies, too.
Yes.
So it's very important that we just, and all of the people that you've just named and who we've been talking to and all of that, just so very grateful to have that happening. So I'm really just super grateful to be a part of Priest for Life, I tell you.
You know, we have a very important day tomorrow in the pro-life movement, March the 25th. Now, put it in perspective for people, and you look at the whole calendar year, we know that Christmas is December 25th. Jesus is born. So if you count 9 months prior to that, so the time of 9 months in the womb, it comes to tomorrow.
Isn't that something?
March 25th. So March 25th is really the beginning of Jesus' earthly life as a baby in the womb, the beginning of his 9 months in the womb to be born at Christmas. And so March 25th is the day when Christians celebrate the Annunciation, that gospel in Luke chapter 1, where we see that Mary is surprised, right? And I want to reflect on this.
And then when she went to visit Elizabeth and John the Baptist jumped in his mom's womb. Now, but for science and history and accuracy, Jesus may not have been born on December 25th. It was another time of year. but this is symbolic. So you do the 9 months, you recognize that, and that right. is very important for us to get hold of that too. I'm not trying to mess with anybody's Christmas trees and all of that. We should celebrate Jesus 365 anyway. And I think that is very, very significant. And during this whole time, people, a lot of people have had Lent and sacrifice and given up so many things, and that's very important. I tried to watch my mouth more, and it helped a little bit. So those are the things that we do during this time.
Yes, so Jesus was an unborn child, and you know, there's a lot of beautiful things that have been written about that. There's a book called Redeemer in the Womb and other writings and devotions and whatnot, worshiping Jesus even as an unborn child. Because of the significance of the Annunciation and the conception of Jesus, we also have tomorrow designated by a number of countries, especially in Latin America, as the Day of the Unborn Child. And I think that's a wonderful observance for us to encourage. It's in some countries by government decree designated as a Day of the Unborn. In other countries, it's more of a church designation. In some countries, it's both. And in other countries, like the United States, it's you know, it's an informal thing. But groups like Priests for Life encourage the observance of this. But anything special that we can do to remember, talk about, pray for the unborn child on March 25th as a special day is very, very appropriate.
And that's the birthday of my firstborn, March 25th.
So. Is it really?
Yeah, 51 years old this year. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and this was the day, of course, March 25th, that John Paul II issued that great document, The Gospel of Life, Evangelium Vitae. And that's really still, you know, as far as the Catholic community, the best statement on why the church is pro-life. And it's a document that's very biblically based and very challenging both to individuals and families and governments too, to protect the unborn.
Let me share this really quick. People know I'm a Christian evangelist. I have an honorary doctorate degree, master's in business and all that kind of thing. But I've always longed to want to study more deeply into philosophy and theology. So I've been admitted into a doctoral program and I'm very excited about it. I have to find some time to do it and I will. However, my first assignment is to watch a movie called The Two Popes. That was amazing to me and I've watched that and I've been to Rome. And I've been there right outside the room where they make the decision who the new pope will be, and the black smoke or the white smoke comes out in the Sistine Chapel. And as I watched that movie and the dialogue between Pope Benedict and Pope Francis, it was the most fascinating, mind-blowing, educational experience, Father Frank. I've got to write the paper now. I watched the movie and I was like, really? You know? But you have such a relationship through the Vatican, and you and Janet traveled to Rome so much. You were so very close to Mother Teresa. And so all of these things have always been meaningful, but now studying certain things firsthand, whoa.
Well, you know, it's been a blessing for both of us, really. You know, you, of course, one year each year we do a report on our Priests for Life activities for the year and we send it to the Vatican and we send it to the bishops. But one year, you were able to present it directly to Pope Francis.
You put it right in his hands. I did.
Yeah.
And then Pope John Paul II said some really nice things about me and I've met Pope Francis and I tell you, it's, and so they know Priests for Life very well.
Oh yes.
They regard us highly. It's a very important thing that we live in America and have the beautiful opportunity to spread this message as we do through Priests for Life with all of our programs, including Civil Rights for the Unborn, where I'm a pastoral associate. So, Father Frank, I'm just joyous. I just really am.
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting that you were asked to write about that movie. I've seen that movie as well. And, it's, you know, I'll be interested to see your reflections about that. I worked at the Vatican for a couple of years, as many of our viewers know. And, it's an interesting place. You know, it's a place of deep history. And, the office I worked in was the one that takes care of pro-life activities for the church, the Council for the Family. Now, since then, it's been reorganized. The structure has been a little bit reorganized. But at that point, it was the Pontifical Council for the Family. And, you know, every day, just seeing, first of all, those were in the years right after John Paul II issued the Gospel of Life encyclical. So he issued it in 95. I started working at the Vatican in 97. So it was an exciting time. The Pope was, you know, really out front with on the abortion issue, and the whole church was gearing up for a more intensive pro-life effort. And that effort has really borne a lot of fruit over the years. But every day seeing different leaders, like we mentioned, Dr. Tom Hilgers, and he was over there periodically, and other leaders from other countries. I remember one day a group of Polish doctors came, and they brought these images of the unborn child that they had created through their medical intervention on pregnant moms. Just it was like a kaleidoscope, you know, of all these different beautiful efforts around the world to defend life. And now you and I have a chance to continue encouraging those efforts on a world scale. And that's important for people to understand that Priest for Life, even though United States is our main mission ground, we do work in many, many countries, don't we? And you visited some other countries on our behalf too.
Well, Janet and I went to Jamaica together. I had gone to Jamaica earlier, before, several years before, Trinidad, Rome. I've been, goodness, Israel, London, Mexico. No, Spain. Actually, Spain. I think Mexico. I tell you, Bahamas, just different places all over the world. Very grateful. Africa, just very, very grateful to be proclaiming the gospel of life all around the world. Because, you know, this is part of my work as an evangelist. I'm a Christian evangelist. And life is so important. Life is so important.
I remember, you know, we have on our team, as you know, Marie Smith and Bob Lalonde, and they both oversee our international work, our work at the United Nations, our work at the Organization of American States down in Latin America.
And I've spoken at the UN. I have spoken at the UN. Yeah.
Yes, that's right, because we're a non-governmental organization, and you know, the battle is played out on those in those different arenas. But isn't it moving? I always remember a meeting that Marie and I were speaking at one time in Rome, but there were people there from all different countries. And I remember the African leaders especially getting up in this meeting, and they were so sad and angry at that time that the United States was under a pro-abortion administration. I think it was during the Obama years, and where they were pushing abortion. You know, yeah. We're trying to help these other countries feed their children, educate their children, in, you know, continue to develop their nations. And meanwhile, you know, on the one hand, you know, we're giving them all this assistance. And on the other hand, we're pushing them to kill their children.
This is the genocide. It's genocide. It's eugenics, population control. Our people group is better than yours. There's no such thing as my race is different and better from yours. There's one human race, one blood, Acts 17:26, and that's in the Bible. So yeah. There's one race, but some people want a superior race, an Aryan race. And, not only black people and Latinos and Asians and all that come under that, but if you didn't have blonde hair and blue eyes, really, if you had to go that far with their way of thinking. And so they have fought and put big money into it and tried to fight. And yet truth crest to earth continues to rise again. All human life is sacred from the womb to the tomb.
It sure is. Well, as usual, our viewers have lots of prayer intentions. And we always tell them that we are praying for them every day. Would you say a prayer for the special needs of all those that are viewing now, leaving comments, asking for prayers? And friends, as you watch, let us know what those comments are, what those prayer intentions are, and we'll have Alvita lead a prayer that the Lord's blessing will be on all of you for all those needs.
Father, in the name of Jesus, as we present these prayer intentions, they're coming up before you. Lord, and we stand in firm agreement that people will be blessed in the name of Jesus, in spirit, soul, and body. Where there are needs, Lord, and there are so many, hear our prayers, dear Lord, and touch each life in the name of Jesus. We do this work because we believe that you have called and asked us to do the work to fight for life from the womb to the tomb, the babies in the womb, the little children, the poor, the sick, the elderly, all people, Lord, regardless of our walks of life. And so, Lord, have mercy. As we approach Easter, Lord God, we thank you for this season, this beautiful season of the sacrifice of Christ and the blood sacrifice. And indeed, Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, lived and ministered in the earth, died on the cross at Calvary, went to hell and defeated Satan, rose again with the keys of hell and death, and is now in heaven with you, seated on your right hand, praying for us. Lord, we are grateful for that shed blood of Jesus Christ. So we magnify you and we exalt you. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks, Alveda, for being with us today. And we wish you and all our viewers a really special day tomorrow, Day of the Unborn Child. Let's renew our pro-life commitment, and we'll be back in touch with all of you. Each day, keep tuned to our daily broadcasts. We won't miss a day, and we'll always be lifting you up in prayer. May the Lord bless all of you and strengthen and protect you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So thanks, Alveda, for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.